Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, whoa! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Winding it down.
Yeah, man.
On a funk Friday. Not really. I mean, this party
this party
is still going.
Yeah, man.
As we broadcast live from Fido and Buckhead. The World Cup selection show.
This is pretty cool.
It's really cool.
It's pretty damn cool.
The party here in Atlanta is incredible.
Yes.
Doing a great job,
yes.
As always. Very fun. The people on TV are taking their sweet ass time.
Yeah, man.
We don't know anything about. Yeah. We thought we might know some groups an hour ago. All we know is that Team USA is going to be playing in Group D.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, man.
And now they got all the best American sports stars on stage,
which
together.
Is cool.
It is cool.
It's really cool.
It is cool. This is like if you're up there right now.
Now, how many?
I guess not all.
How many more times are they going to do this part right here? Though?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what
also,
I'm saying.
Are they going to do it for every country?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many more times are they going to do this? Obviously, you got to let Kevin Hart be Kevin Hart for a second.
Kevin Hart's got to goof off.
Got to goof off for a while.
It's not an event if Kevin Hart's not up there goofing off.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, Shaq, just step on him like a little bug and move out, go about your business.
But yeah, they got Tom Brady, Shaq, Aaron Judge, and Gretzky up there.
Yes,
and also Rio Ferdinand. Who
Rio
was good, but not
Rio.
Not really one of those guys.
That ain't a player named Rio Ferdinand.
Rio Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. He
was a good player for Manchester United back in the day, and for the English national team. But yeah, no, we don't really know anything about the groups. I mean, we're here at the group selection party, and we don't know a damn thing.
No.
And we're off the air in 30 minutes.
Yeah, so, man.
But you gotta have to get on Twitter. Dukes and Bell will let you know.
Dukes and Bell got you right now. I'm telling you the crazy thing. I got my Georgia stuff on this Friday, and the guy was like, "Go Dogs!" I was like, "Yeah, we got to get this some gun." I was like, "Yeah, man, it's gonna be a great game." He's like, "I've only been to two games in my life," and I was like, "Okay, what's?" He said, "The damn Falcons Super Bowl game," and I was like, "Oh," at the time when Alabama beat Georgia in the national championship, I was like, "Oh man."
He went to both of those games.
The only two he ever went to, dog.
Those games happened within like a year of one another. How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you.
All
right, I was like, "Ugh."
What a bad luck charm.
What a bad luck charm you are.
So obviously never go to another game.
He said never been to another one.
And those are the only two football games he's ever
been to? Only two football games he's ever been to is like he said. He went to the Falcons game, the Super Bowl.
That's insane.
And then when Georgia lost to Alabama on that last second field, last second toss.
Well, just make sure that guy's banned from sporting events.
I wanted to give him a hug, but we were at the urinal together.
And with that, we transition to welcoming in the mayor of Atlanta, Andre Dickens. Mr. Mayor, how are you? Thanks for
sitting down. Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Glad to be on here, man. Y'all having fun, I can tell.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
We never had an intro like that before.
Yeah, we always have fun, man, because you're on our station a lot, but, we're not the button-up guys. We're going to have the mayor. I said, should we wear sports coats or something like that? I was like, but it's laid back, man. Tell us about this vibe, this feel right now for you right now in your city.
Man, this is big. This is electric. I mean, the city is excited. Very proud of this moment. Atlanta's like, hey, we're on the big stage. We're going to have 8 matches. The world is going to be watching us. We get to show off our great city, our culture, And really, this beautiful facility, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Arthur Blank and company have built this beautiful thing. I mean, people are hyped, you know, coming off of 30 years ago.
Right.
Sure.
Us being the Centennial Olympic Games host, Atlanta was chosen then. 30 years later, we're chosen again. It just feels so good to be a city that the world is watching and choosing and saying, hey, we want to see what Atlanta has to offer. And we're ready.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's we do an incredible job with big events. We've got the SEC Championship game tomorrow. Falcons will play Sunday. We've had Super Bowls. We've had the Olympics, like you said. This is gonna be something different though next summer. Like, this is gonna be a really special time to have these eight games here. What is your job like surrounding this stuff? Like, we get to talk about it and have fun and go to the parties. Like, it's gotta be pretty stressful.
Yeah. So, you know, what happens in the stadium, we know that's gonna be fantastic. The actual event, the management of all of that, the lights, camera, action, the safety and security of the game. I mean, you know, everything from Peach Bowl to SEC Championship to all of these events, we know how to do those things well, including, you know, we hosted World Cup Club just recently in CONCACAF and all that stuff. But what my job is, not only to make sure that that goes well, which is largely a function of the event, the other part is everything around it, the transportation, the safety and security, the making sure that you, the hotel, to the event from the airport. The world's busiest airport is still under the city of Atlanta's management. Me and the general manager, I select the general manager. We lay out the terms of the airport. Everything from the time these people fly in to the roads they go on to them getting on MARTA to, hey, are they going to make sure that is the street going to be swept? Once a week, it's going to be swept. Multiple times a week, it's going to be swept at 4 a.m. It's going to be swept at 2 a.m. Who's going to pick up the garbage? How often are we going to pick up the garbage cans? Are we going to make sure that we got streets paved before the event? And so all that is my job. And it's been, you know, we've been working very hard getting all that stuff done. And what makes this different is the fan mix is way different.
Right.
Fandom around World Cup is bigger. I mean, like, we're going to have SEC Championship. I see you, go Dogs. I see you over there, man. Friday was a day. Last Friday, me and my Yellow Jackets, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, we ain't going to talk about that. I'm okay now.
You brought it up.
I'm having a whole conversation.
Sounds like it still hurts because you brought it up.
Somebody still hurt. And somebody needs me. The mayor's hurt. But we're going to do all that tomorrow.
Right.
But that fandom, we know American fandom. We know Southern football fandom. But these folks, when they do a parade march, they light canisters of smoke. They bounce up and down on a train.
Right.
Trains are not made to be 300 people bouncing up and down in rhythmic motion.
Right.
That makes the train stop. You know what I mean? Like, the train is like, this is a problem. Are we on track or are we off track? So platforms and what happens when thousands of people that don't have a ticket just march up and down the street throwing their trash, and you know, where do they go to the bathroom?
right.
That's my job, is to make sure I plan with people to do all that.
I think we got you for 30 seconds, but last time when the Olympics was here, there was stuff that was, I won't say leftover, but you got Centennial and all those different things. Are you building more structures to have to handle all those people? Maybe in other hotels, maybe a different type things, because we still have time to get there.
Yeah, well, you know, the Olympics, we built an Olympic stadium. Right. We built an Olympic village and those things. So we did that because we were the only entity that was doing it. This time there's 11 cities doing it, and everybody has their own stadium. Right. There are no new stadiums being built in America for the World Cup. But what we are doing is Centennial Olympic Yards is building out COSM, which is the entertainment complex, building out more hotels, South Downtown building out more retail and residential and restaurant, and you know, all of the street infrastructure, the wayfinding, the new street signs and street lights, all those things will last well beyond 2026. So we're making infrastructure investments that's going to last for a long time.
It's going to be a great thing.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be awesome, man. I'm ready for it. I'll be on y'all station a whole lot during World Cup to keep y'all abreast of what's going on in the city.
Oh, we appreciate you so much. Always welcome.
All right, man.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, take
care. Mayor Andre Dickens there, nice enough to hang out with us and tell us a little bit about all of the ins and outs of his part of the World Cup.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like his to-do list is pretty long.
Yeah, man.
A lot of stuff to worry about there.
But I'm just like, you know, and that was about that. I was like, because you always worry about not the things where you're like, okay, there's the structures that are built.
No. That's a great question you asked, because it's a cool opportunity for the city to put money into into all of the things that the people that are coming here are going to be able to take advantage of.
And us enjoy it.
But then we get to really use them after they're gone.
That's like when company come over, how you got when people from out of town come to your house, your mama made you do extra cleaning and extra thing.
And then like, they leave, and then it's
like
nice.
When your wife and my wife,
when
they family come in town,
dude, trust maybe me. We're already cleaning for the party next
behind
Friday.
The grates and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my wife calls it a, quote, deep clean. It's like, why do they get it deeper than me?
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I don't see nothing that's not clean. And if somebody walk around my house with that one finger and go across my table,
well, then you
need to go.
Yeah, you got
to
get out
of
here.
You need my house.
Yeah, if my house isn't clean enough for you, then you need politely leave. I do hope. He did mention MARTA and a lot of investment in that. You know how I'm always pushing for the expansion out there towards me.
Asked for that.
Yeah, when can we get that train line out there up Atlanta Road so us Cobb County residents can ride it? I don't know. Probably never.
They're scared of that, man. We were right before we had Mayor Dickinson, and appreciate him again for giving us a few minutes. Yeah, it's another big game this weekend, man. It's all about the Dogs in the Tide. And, you know, Georgia's got to get this one. Now, yes, I know that Georgia's in regardless of the outcome of the game. I understand that. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, so
I want to go in with the first round bye and be the SEC champion.
Yeah.
And I want to beat Alabama. All right, now, it's going to be hard as hell to beat Alabama because it's Alabama.
Yeah, because they're good.
They're good, and it's going to be a four-quarter dog fight like every damn game that we've played against them. It's going to be some ups, going to be some downs. The biggest thing for Georgia is to have more ups, and I don't hope it don't come down to no damn replay review.
Yeah.
And we got screwed 2 years on that crap.
It's true.
And then, you know, whoever is filling in, because we're pretty sure Jamp's not in right now. This kid, Daniel, whatever, nice running back. Yeah. Don't let him
be. Number four,
right? Number four, yes.
Yeah. He's good.
He's good. Don't let him be the damn story.
Yeah.
And pressure the hell out Ty Simpson. Just pressure him. And Gunner, go play your game.
Yeah.
I love what Roddy said, because that's what I was getting. You're throwing it a lot on first down, but you're not throwing, like, easy access, manageable. You're throwing fades.
Yeah.
You know.
It was very
unusual.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And
like,
then
normally
your second
the first
team, you
down
run
stuff
the ball.
Is
yeah.
those quick, like, little screen, like,
yes.
high percentage.
Yes.
Get five or six.
Yes.
If Branch breaks one, who knows, you might get 30 or 40.
Right.
But, like, you're getting positive yardage.
Right.
And they were doing, like, the super low percentage throws into coverage.
Yes.
Like, not Bobo's M.O.
Right,
I don't know.
And so hopefully they change that up. It's going to be a big loss without Drew Bobo, so everybody's got to pull their own weight up front. They can run the foot. If Georgia can run the football, they'll win this football game.
Yep. I agree. I just don't think Alabama's really – I mean, they've proven to not be able to do that
right.
over the course of the season, and their best running back is out. I'm with you. I also think as good as Georgia's defense has played over the last month, and they played way better, I still think it's a good idea to try to control the clock and keep that Alabama
yes,
offense off the field.
Especially because Ty Simpson, he's a good
quarterback.
Because
that passing game can go.
He's a good damn quarterback. And you saw some of them throws that he's made against in Auburn.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, down there in Auburn, man. This kid, he got the goods, and he cut our ass up in the first half last year.
Last time. And that's the thing about DeBoer and Grubb. They always have a really good game plan early.
Yes.
Like, they're going to hit you with some stuff you're not expecting early and take advantage of what you can't do. Then Georgia is excellent at adjusting.
Yes.
And they gave up 0 points in the second half. They just couldn't score enough.
Right.
And again, it's a missed block.
It's a missed block.
It's a missed catch. It's one tackle. Georgia probably wins that game.
Yep.
They've been making those plays since that game.
Yes.
So, yeah, man, I can't wait. I'm really
excited.
It's
going to be
excited, man. Really excited for
fired up, Andy.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
Fired up.
And then, look, the Big Ten Championship game at 8, too. I'm excited for that one also.
Yeah, man, that's going to be a barn burner
I'll have
to
be watching on my phone because we're going to be at Bank of America watching Virginia and Duke.
Are y'all going to go now?
No.
Okay. I was about to say.
We're not going. But we could.
You could, and I'm pretty sure you can find some deals on some nice tickets
probably
with good seats.
$650 or something like that. They're probably doing a twofer. You probably get a BOGO.
You think so?
I don't know.
I would think so, dog. Right. But it's in the area where a lot of the Charlotte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Close to Duke, close to Virginia.
True.
So fast travel.
It's true. Yeah. And plus, you get a weekend in Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be there, so ain't no weekend unless the Bunkers are there, baby.
I'll be there in 4.5 hours, God willing. we'll come back and answer all of your questions that you may have to wrap up the show here on a Funk Friday. The AMA is next. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.